talk.
Yay!
SoManyJoes.com.
Portugal.
No, it's not in there.
I think we just described Jay.
Jesus, really?
God bless America.
3, 2, 1, go.
What did we lose a point for?
Nipple?
Nipple? Hey, what up, everybody? TV Talk, SoManyJoes.com. It's Fireball Friday. I haven't been on radio in like 67 years, and I am excited to be here. My name is Jay.
I'm Heidi.
And I'm Fire Sauce.
And our special guest, Blast from the Past. Say hello, brother. It's Pete.
What's going on, everybody? And may I just add, I really haven't been on radio for about 67 years, literally. How's everybody doing?
Oh, it's been a long time, dude. It has been a long time. How the hell are you?
I'm doing great, man. Just relaxing.
Yeah. Apparently, Fireball Friday. Ladies, how are you?
Pretty good.
It's almost my birthday, so I'm in a good mood.
Party hardy.
How old are you going to be?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because I saw that I was going to be 27. You said I was going to be 83, so I didn't know if you wanted to know the real answer.
I want the honest answer. Let's
I will be
you.
To see if I know how old I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I was doing the math while I was stalling for time here. Apparently, yeah. I'm going to be 52. That sounds so fucking old, but I don't feel old.
But you are old.
I
you
know.
Are very old.
I don't feel it, though. 52 sounds ancient. I just saw a commercial this morning, and this woman, it was for some kind of medicine for your knees, and she's like,
yeah.
I'm 51, and she was like, had all gray hair, and she couldn't bend her knees, and she was taking the medicine.
Wait,
I was like,
wait. What is your problem with all gray hair? What's your problem with all gray hair? What?
Old people. I don't have gray hair. Well, I mean, I have a few strands, but I don't look like that woman in that commercial. And she was 51. I was like, fuck that.
And see,
all I heard
this is exactly
is
why I
me.
Didn't make a song.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
bastard.
Why.
You brought me Pete, though. Ooh, I got Pete for
I did
my
bring
birthday.
You Pete. I did. This is going to be one hell of a show. We got lots to talk about. Apparently, we're going to talk about phobias. We'll talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about Walker Stalker Con, because that's a whole bunch to talk about. We'll talk about some anthology stuff. We'll discuss what it's like to be 83 years old. Well, 82 in 364 days. She's still got a couple hours to go. Heidi, I did make you a song. I did.
Oh, yay.
Did you want it?
Ooh.
Do you want it?
What?
Do you want it?
I want it.
How bad? How bad do you want it?
I want it so bad.
I hate you. All right, well, we'll play it later then.
Okay.
All right. Why do we need a rant session? That's in our outline, too. I'm not sure why we're ranting.
I already ranted. I ranted about that 51-year-old woman in the commercial. There was my rant.
Oh. Right.
I feel like we always end up ranting about something, so I made space for it this time.
Oh, well, how kind of you. I don't have anything to rant about. I'm in a glorious mood.
Naturally. Yeah, you're in a crazy mood, Jay. I'm telling you, something happened in that car
yeah.
on the way home.
I'm very
he
confused.
Got a handy, he got a blowy, he got a something.
Why can't I be in a good mood? I don't understand.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it makes total sense. I'm always
How
in a good
sad
mood.
Is it that when Jay's in a good mood, it's a bad idea or like a bad timing?
Right.
Because something's going on and it scares me. Because we all know that Jay is the grumpy one.
Me. I love it.
Nope. Everything's good. Everything's wonderful. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm telling you.
Well, it's not a day anymore. It's nighttime.
Same difference. Okay. All right, let's see. What are we supposed to talk about? We have to talk about phobias. I'm not sure how this fits into anything, but apparently that's an opening
it's
topic. And apparently we all have them, but do they have a name? And Fire Sauce apparently has a list. I don't know anything
list.
About that. So let's hear your list.
Well, no, I was gonna have you guys give me some of your phobias, and I was gonna tell you if it was on here.
I
and then I have some
my...
really funny ones.
I could tell you my phobia, and you could try to guess what it is.
Sure.
There you go.
All
right, go
ahead.
You have
don't
a list.
Know what it
so
is?
You, by the name, see if you can figure it out. Ariel, you have a list, so don't cheat.
Okay.
I have one of my phobias. I have many, but one of them I have is trichophobia or trichophobia. I'm not sure, but I would assume it's trichophobia.
that is the abnormal fear of tracheas.
No.
Oh,
I don't think that's on my list.
Mm.
That's weird.
All right. Well, good answer. So what is it?
It is the fear of hair.
Oh.
That is
Who's
not
afraid of hair?
I am.
What? Aren't you the one that... Oh, never mind.
I'm afraid of loose hair. If it's attached to your head, I'm fine. But if it's loose, it terrifies me.
Hmm.
Especially if there's like a clump of it.
Ooh, yeah, I kind of agree with that. That freaks me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just one of my many phobias.
You're weird. That's cool. All right, you got another one you want to throw at us, or are we going to stick with the hair?
Well, that's the one I looked up to see what the name of it was. I mean, I have common ones like fear of snakes and stuff like that. But
okay.
So I think that's probably my weirdest one.
I fear nothing.
Bullshit.
I have no fear of phobia.
You have arachnophobia. Get out of here.
No, I love spiders. I love them so much.
Yeah,
okay. I love them so much. It's the truth. It's the truth. I only speak the truth.
Lies. All lies.
Yeah. Pete, what about you? What are you afraid of?
All right. Well, nothing really rattles me. I mean, besides, like, ending up, like, homeless on the streets without a place to live and, like, nothing else. But I do have a phobia that you do not have a name for, and I will let Jay name it because nobody's going to like it except for Jay. My phobia is that when I am Jay's age, I am not as awesome as he is.
Wow.
Wow, are you messing up tonight? Wow.
Not really, because that made me sound like I was really old. When I'm 93, I can't wait to be like you. We call that almost an insult of phobia.
You like that, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm trying to think of anything else I'm afraid of.
I got one for you, Jay.
You have one. How do you know what I'm afraid of?
I mean, it's really not you, but I think it's funny and it'd be a little. There, can anybody guess what a Venus trapophobia is?
Fear of a vagina?
No, but that would be a good guess, actually.
Okay, we're listening.
Nobody? Okay. It is the fear of beautiful women
with their and their vaginas.
I think we should add that. That would make sense.
That's
we have
not
one
real.
Professor here.
Yeah,
it's
what's
definitely
that?
Real. It's on a psychology site. That is asthenophobia. That is the fear of being touched. Hopefully, she's not listening.
Mm.
There is one called bathmophobia, which is a fear of stairs, but you think it would be about bath. Does anybody know what chromophobia is?
The fear of color.
Fear.
Why do you know that? Are you on the same website as me?
No, I'm not on the website.
Maybe he's afraid
Chrome.
Of color.
Chrome is like black and white, so must have been the fear of color.
How about dendrophobia?
The fear of irrational fear words.
Nope.
Mm.
Dendrophobia is the fear of trees.
I'm afraid of Komodo dragons. Is there a word for that?
That would be fear of amphibians. There is.
How are you afraid of Komodo dragons?
Hello? They can kill you.
Are they just walking down your street and I'm not aware of this?
No, but I still have a deathly fear of them. But I don't fear all amphibians. They're not amphibians. They're reptiles.
Oh, wait, yeah, right. There's one for reptiles, too. They're listed long.
Yeah, I do fear one for reptiles.
She's a college student getting her master's. Is that scary or what?
Yeah, but probably not in zoology.
No. Rude.
It's in, like, politics or something. Jeez.
It's not in politics. It's in social work. How about aquaphobia?
Aquaphobia? That's going to be the fear of water.
No. Octophobia.
Oh, octo. Oh, the fear of the number 8.
Why is that? Why do you know these things?
Because octo means
you started
eight.
It with octo?
I mean, pebopetra.
Which is funny because October is the 10th month.
I feel like.
Well, there's
the
a reason
world
for that.
Is doomed. If our master's student here is like this, this world is doomed. It's doomed. It's horrible.
Did you hear what I asked?
No, what did you ask?
I lost it anyway. Never mind. I can't remember where I had it.
What? Then why did you ask?
Oh, here's fear of snakes, Jay. You have fear of snakes, Jay?
No, I love snakes.
I do.
Legitimately,
that was, okay,
I love snakes.
Okay. Yeah. There's a fear of buttons. It's kumoponophobia.
All right, we're moving on.
Is there fear of zippers? Because I think my son has that after I zipped his penis into one.
Oh, I found
God.
It.
TMI.
She told this story last week. You guys missed
oh,
it.
Oh, that's right. You weren't around, were you, Jay?
She reminded everybody
nope,
this week.
I was not.
I found the one I missed. Petrodophobia.
Petrodo?
Yeah.
Petrodophobia.
Can we move on?
It's the fear of fern plants.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Halloween is next week.
Spooky.
Before we're talking about trick-or-treating and stuff, have you guys heard about that that haunted house you can visit in, I think it's Tennessee, and if you make it through the whole thing, you win $20,000?
What?
Yeah, but nobody's made it. You have to sign,
yeah, nobody's made
you have to sign like a 79-page
40 pages.
Waiver thing. Oh, it's a 40?
Yeah.
I know it's a
40-page
waiver.
Jay,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question since you have the experience here. How legit is this house?
My understanding of the house is that it's actually all psychological and they hypnotize you before going in. That's my understanding. And that's why no one has succeeded in getting through because...
Oh, well, I could do it because I can't be hypnotized.
They use your subconscious to make you believe that your biggest fears are happening. And because apparently... Like, before you go in, they show you a video of people that fail. And then when you go in and you do it and you fail and you come out, they, like, I guess, record you and they ask you, you know, why'd you give up? What scared the crap out of you? And, like, they'll swear that, I don't know, axe murderers were attacking them. And then they'll show them the video of them in whatever room that is and nothing's happening on the video, so they're like, what the fuck happened to me? So apparently it's all hypnosis.
So you're saying if I went in there, I would think that the Komodo dragons and snakes were coming after me, and hair.
Yeah, that's my assumption, is they figure out what you're afraid of, and they use that against you in this house.
I bet they don't have anything for hair. If hair is my biggest fear, they're not going to have anything planned for hair.
No, they put it in your head. That's the whole hypnosis.
So I think
thing.
There's big clumps of hair everywhere.
Yes. Loose hair. Yeah. Lots of loose hair all over you.
And I scream and run the other way because I don't want to go through the hair to get to the next room.
Yes.
That's different than the ones in California and New York City where you have to sign the disclosure.
Yeah. Yeah, this is totally different. This is totally different.
Because people touch you in those.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do those too, but I really
well,
want to try
like
this.
That.
This.
She doesn't want to be touched.
Yeah, I want to try this $20,000 one. And I want to go on record to the people that own it that I'm deathly afraid of naked women. They scare the shit out of me. So that's what you should use against me. All right. We're good now.
Right.
All right. Apparently I'm...
You got that
Venus flytrapophobia. Right. Exactly. See, it all comes together. I'm supposed to ask if you guys have any fun or scary stories from trick-or-treating as a kid.
I do.
You know?
I did.
Okay.
I figured if she came up with that, she must have one.
Yeah.
Well, it was
someone okay.
told I should say this on radio from somebody, so I figured I would. We talked about it a little bit on Twitter, but I don't know who was tagged in it. So,
okay.
I lived a very long block as a kid. It was separated by two like decent-sized roads. So we went up and down it and then went to the next block, which is the same way. But we never remembered which house it was because the houses in the second half of the block looked exactly alike. But the woman who owned this house was like, when you think of like religious nuts, this woman, she used to give out Bible verses. She would tell us we're going to hell. She would just pretty much be an asshole. Like, we never knew which door it was, so we always ended up getting stuck there. One year, she handed out like little wooden crosses. So I decided one year that I was not going to take this, and I was probably about 11, maybe 12, and old enough to know better, and I dressed as the devil. And I went to her house, and she would not hand me anything. But I went there, and I stood there, and I waited with my friend, and she wouldn't do anything. She still does. People avoid the house, like custom market or something. So there's always one house down further in the block that nobody goes to. But she was one of those people that would just hand out like religious verse.
Okay.
Make me sad. Hmm. But I've always been told I'm the devil because I have red hair, so I figured I'd live up to the name.
I have no comment. Fire Sauce, Heidi or Pete, you got anything on this?
I didn't have no creepy religious woman. But we did have the lady behind us that gave out fudge.
What?
Fudge?
Yeah, they always made fudge. And this was like in the 70s. But even then, they put their name and phone number in the little package so parents would know it was safe.
Oh,
but we knew
smart.
Because it was our neighbor. Yeah. So we would always, I'd go there first because they had fudge. It was the best.
Pete, have you ever been to the Amityville Horror House since you're local?
I've drove past it, yes.
But that's so fake.
Have you ever like done the Halloween trick on it? They give out pretty like full size candy bars. Like you can't go on that block rest of the year and look for the house, but on the Halloween they seem to go pretty into it, the people. And if you go on their block, not the house itself, the lady that owns that house is like 90 now, but like the neighbors, they give out full size candy bars. Some of them are actually decent that day. But yeah. It's like the
I'm
best house.
I'm gonna have to go there. I'm gonna have to go there.
You're a little old.
You should see the block day of. You can't go anywhere near it. It's hilarious.
Listen, I have nephews. That might not work to anything kid-related, all right? Trick-or-treat, sporting events, I'm good.
No, I'm going where you need to go, the Saturday before Halloween tomorrow. I'm going to Salem, Mass. And that place is crazy the Saturday before Halloween. I love it.
I bet.
Yeah.
I was in Sleepy Hollow last weekend.
I love that.
Did you see the Headless Horseman?
Yes, I did. I was at the Pumpkin Blaze in the Horseman's Hollow last Friday, actually. At this time, we were in the Pumpkin Blaze. So
did he
awesome.
Throw his head
and
at you?
No, he didn't. He missed. He got my friend, though, in the thing.
Now
like,
your
it's
friend
so
doesn't
realistic.
Have a head?
No, the Headless Horseman missed me and hit my friend, but he didn't hit him in the head.
Right. Oh, okay.
Okay, then.
Is your friend's name Ichabod?
No, my friend's name's Jay.
Jay? You were there?
All right. Yeah, twice. All right, we need to move on because we're taking too long. We're taking way too long. Let's see. Before we start talking about Walker Stalker, because that's a whole radio show in itself. Heidi?
Yeah.
Are you still there? Heidi, you still there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we're, let's see, 2 hours and 42 minutes away from your birthday, but here you go. Oh, Heidi. Heidi.
Happy birthday, motherfucker! What?
Heidi! Once upon a time, there was a woman named Heidi. She's an O! Heidi.
Why the hell are you so old?
Heidi. You know I love you, girl. Yeah. Happy birthday, Heidi. Heidi. Happy birthday, Heidi. Happy birthday.
That was nearly orgasmic. Thank you so much.
That was some good background music.
Yeah, I'm going to be dreaming. I'm going to be dreaming about that tonight.
Just dreaming?
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's your song. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah, I was stressing about that damn thing all day. It's like, fuck, I haven't made it yet. I got to come up with something quick. All right.
SomebodyShows.com.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It'll be on my next album. Let's talk about Walker Stalker Con. Man. And Rhode Island Comic Con coming up in a week. A week.
Yeah.
Lots of con stuff. You guys hear anything about Walker Stalker? Have you seen anything online about that? There's been a lot of talk about Walker Stalker.
Oh, yeah.
In Atlanta.
I saw a picture of Jay on stage talking to people.
Yeah, there were a couple.
You know
of
what
those.
I saw?
Yeah.
You know what I saw? I saw my two co-hosts from the TV show Bosch hanging out with Madison Lynch without me.
Yeah.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. I know, dude. Should have been there. She was very cool, too.
I should have been there. I do regret
she
this.
She was very cool. Yeah, we did see Madison Lentz, and we talked about the show and the podcast, and it was a very cool conversation, and she was an absolute sweetheart. Pete, though, dude, you know what blew me away about her?
What?
She is seriously like 6 inches taller than I am.
She did look tall. I did see that in the photo. I was like, wow. I was wondering how that happens. I was going to ask you, but you just told me.
Is she wearing heels?
God. She was wearing some heels, but like she is so tall.
Is she taller than her brothers?
Way taller. Way.
That sucks
like,
for them.
Like, oh my God. She's like a giant. Because, you know, you walk up to her and she's sitting down and we're chatting for a while and blah, blah, blah. And we're talking about stuff. And then I think it was Tracy that said, you know, you got to take a picture because this will be the first time with Jay and blah, 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 and whatever. So we got up and I'm like, holy shit, you're like the Jolly Green Giant. What the hell? I couldn't even believe it. She's like.
I hope you didn't say that to her.
No, because I love her. But like, for real, dude, she made me feel like this tiny little human being. I'm like, oh my God. But she's just as sweet in person as people probably imagine her to be. She was way cool. She was definitely a highlight of Walker Stalker. So if you are not familiar with all the stuff that went on there, this was, of course, Atlanta's their biggest convention. There's been some controversy lately. It's been kind of in the news. There was an issue there where they did not have interpreters for those that were deaf. And one of the actresses there, Angel Theory, they needed an interpreter, and that was kind of a whole mess. And there was a thing where a security guard was yelling at her, and of course she couldn't hear, and it turned into a whole big to-do. Photo ops there actually fell apart big time on Saturday. Hundreds of people in line waiting hours just to get their photos taken, only to have the photo printers at the end of the night break. And then I'm not even sure everyone got their pictures. So there was there were some angry people there. That being said, there were a lot of happy people there. There were a ton of stars there from Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, Bosch,
Scream,
Lost. Who else was there?
American Horror Story.
Yeah, American Horror Story.
1984.
But it was actually very, very nice. All of them were super cool, super genuine, spent a lot of time with fans. Some lines were longer than others because they spent some extra time with fans. Michael Rooker, I did a live stage interview with him, and he really kind of beat me up about my age because, you know, I have way too much gray hair. I had to actually show him my ID because he called me a big fat liar. So that was kind of fun. Matthew Lillard from Scream, who's in Good Girls now. We did his panel. He admitted that he was Negan for 5 minutes. He was cast as Negan for 5 minutes.
I can't even imagine that.
I sort of can because he's crazy, man. He's a crazy dude. So it kind of makes sense. My favorite part was when he put his arms around me and started rubbing my head. That was like a nice personal moment for me. Let's see what else. I got to hang out with Sarah Wayne Callies for a while. She was super cool. She normally is, though, so that's, I guess, nothing new.
Nova Theory?
Oh, I did. I got to hang out with Angel Theory's pup, Nova, who is like the size of my fist. It's the smallest dog I've ever seen in my life.
So cute, though.
I also got to talk and hang out with Chandler Riggs, who plays Carl on The Walking Dead, or who played Carl on The Walking Dead.
What is he
and
like?
I didn't have the heart to tell him that I hated Carl.
I think everybody did.
I couldn't bring myself to do it. But actually, he was really cool. He was really sweet. He was super nice to all his fans in line. He actually was sick on Sunday and still made sure to show up and sign stuff for people and do stuff for people. He was, you know, you watch people on TV and I guess you make assumptions about them, which is totally wrong. You should never do that. But he was a cool dude. Like, I would hang out with him. He was super cool. I felt bad for him because in the panel we had microphone issues. The microphones kept going out, and every time it was his turn to talk, he would say like three words, mic would be out. Like 2 minutes later, he started talking again, mic would be out. It was pretty funny because he handled it pretty good, but you could tell he was frustrated. Like, God damn it, not me. But all in all, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed myself. I know there are people out there that did not, and people that are just crazy online, spouting out all kinds of stuff about it. And what I would tell people is the stuff that maybe you see and hear online, you should find out from yourself. There's plenty more of these shows coming up. They just announced today the Atlanta convention for next year. I think Nashville is next. Is London after that? I think London's after that.
I think so.
And then back to New Jersey for FanFest, which we will definitely be at. Although I'm considering going to Nashville, too. I haven't figured out the logistics of that yet. But all the stuff you see online kind of takes stuff with a grain of salt. Some's probably true. Some's probably not. But check a show out for yourself. The tickets aren't that much. There's a bunch of cool celebrities there, cool stuff to buy, cool stuff to do.
The vendors are cool. So the vendors are very cool. I mean, I've only been to 2 FanFest-related events, but they're affiliated. And they have a lot of really interesting, a lot of unique vendors that, like, there's the obvious T-shirts and there's the obvious, like, normal merch, like the bats and things like that. But there's people who make really nice necklaces, like, just really cool stuff. So alone, that's worth it, if you ask me.
Yeah. And speaking of vendors, I got to meet and talk and hang out with for a while Lizzie from the Brains Gone Bad podcast. They got a great podcast for The Walking Dead. Have for a long time. They do that contest on Facebook for The Walking Dead. That I won some prizes a couple of times too. So it was cool to meet her as well.
Hmm.
Well, didn't I do anything else exciting?
Do they have
the food
at Atlanta?
What?
Do they have that candy place at Atlanta? The one that they come to the dealer events?
Like
fudge,
fudge place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course they do.
Try the fudge.
And you know they have the Wild Bill's soda place too, or whatever
I'm
that is.
I'm drinking out of that mug right now.
No, it was really good.
It's a good mug.
It was good. If you haven't been to one, you should go to one. Rhode Island Comic Con, like I said, is next. That's up next week.
Urkel's going to be there.
There's quite a – they have a huge guest list. I wouldn't call it their best guest list, but they have like a billion people coming.
Because
they're still announcing,
too. No, Heidi's going to be there.
Yeah.
That.
I'm excited for that.
But Heidi's only coming for one day.
Well, Heidi is very exclusive. I'm sorry.
But we could have done live radio. How cool would that have been for all three of us to be there, like in the building doing...
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me tell my job. I can't be there.
You have to do radio.
You don't work Friday night.
I work Friday day. I don't live in Rhode
Island.
I've got to drive there.
But you're
there.
Only, like, what, an hour and a half away?
Probably 2 hours. I can't drive in the dark.
2 hours. You get off work at 4 o'clock. You get home 4:30. You change. You put the bag in your car. 5 o'clock. You're there by 7. We hang out and have some fireball.
I can't drive in the dark. And then where are you gonna? Where am I gonna stay for the night? Am I gonna sleep on the end of your bed?
Different kind of radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Fireball.
Exactly.
Well, either way, it's going to be fun.
That's right. Fireball. Be appreciative that you get me for Saturday.
Fireball. I would. I'm not going to. What was it? Johnny Rockets? Is that where we went last time?
Yeah.
I still have the hat.
We need to go somewhere else this time. Yeah, we need to go somewhere else this time.
Are we gonna go check out the jewelry and
the jewelry?
Walk around like your assistant. Yeah.
What?
All that fancy stuff. When we went in that
store. Oh. What was that? Tiffany? What was that?
I don't know. It was something fancy.
Oh shoot! What store?
And like
was
everything
that?
You'd look at, that poor little man would run up and pull it out and be like, "This is blah blah blah," and go into his spiel.
Yeah, I think that was Tiffany's, right?
And then
I'm
you would just
sure.
like look at him, and then I would speak for you because I was your assistant.
Yeah, I missed that. I don't know where me and Casey went for that, but
that was fun. We definitely need to do that again. We definitely need to do that again.
You got
to
film it for
Patreon.
Well,
you know, you had that
time.
Little, you had that pass around your neck. It was probably turning.
Yeah.
Probably thought you were like one of the celebrities.
Well, I mean, I am. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We definitely need to do that again. Yeah, I got a plan for that actually. All right. Yeah, we're definitely going back in there, but we're going to bring a third person because we're going to put on a show.
We had a third person.
You did? Yeah. I think Jules was with you guys too.
No, it was Colin.
And where were
no,
you
I mean,
the
like
hell they thought
adult.
Colin was in this scheme?
That's true. What did they think Colin was? Because didn't I ignore them or something? I wasn't
you,
nice
you
to them.
You would just occasionally mention something, but you'd just like walk around looking at things, and he'd run around and say stuff, and I'd be like having to to him because you were pretty much ignoring him, acting like you were, you know, rich.
Hmm.
I just was walking around. I didn't act like anything. I hate those people that hound you.
They probably thought Colin was like the junior assistant.
He's the intern.
Or worse, you might have thought he was your special friend.
Whoa,
you know how
no.
Well, you know. I know, but you know, creepy people.
Now you're creepy, Jay.
I'm not no Epstein. Nope, not me.
Yeah, but you look kind of creepy. And then that woman thought you stole her phone.
Oh, yeah,
Jay
the poor lady with her
phone. Some woman. Yeah, she didn't speak English. But she was pissed at you.
Well,
the security car was following us for a while, too, remember?
The security? Well, yeah, we were with Jay.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah, so Rhode Island, a good time. Rhode Island would
yep.
be a good time.
Yeah, everybody in the vicinity, come on over.
Yeah, if you're anywhere near Rhode Island, Saturday is the day to come up or down or over, wherever the hell you are. All right. Before we get into our game, I need some music for this. I don't know if I'm going to have any good music for this. Hold on, what do I have?
Fireball.
I don't even know.
He liked that song. I don't even know
which one that is.
Very similar in that it just had that very focused lyric.
What did I call that? Does anybody know?
Probably Fireball.
What is this? I don't know what this one is.
God.
No, that's not it. I don't know what it is. I should name these things better. What is this?
Fireball.
I don't think it's
Introduce
this one, right?
yourselves.
Oh, God.
No, it's not that one.
No.
I never heard that one yet.
What is that one? I forget. Hold on, we can listen.
It's the same, yeah.
Introduce yourselves.
Diarrheal, Beth!
All right, Beth got that. First, what can you tell us about the Beth Train?
It's going to be amazing. I already have ideas.
Fire Sauce, what are some of your favorite things to carry around with you?
Crunchies and gel pens.
Fire Sauce, what's something you say too much?
I feel like.
What?
I feel like.
Huh?
I feel like.
What?
I feel like.
Dear God. Beth, why do you feel it's appropriate to discuss your train on social media?
Why not? I'm in my bedroom.
That's pretty cute.
Fire Sauce, I heard you check to see if Beth shaved, so...
Notice burn.
Fire Sauce, it looks like you have a little
something there. What's that?
There's sweat that should not be sweat.
Why not? Isn't that what you want?
Soon.
If people wanted to find you on a Saturday night, where would they find you?
Partying in a nightclub.
And you, Beth?
In West Philadelphia.
I'm going to wrap this up with one final question. I know you two spent the night together last night. How many men were there?
Well, it was less than 30.
On that note, we're out of here. Thank you, ladies.
Wow.
I hate you.
I forgot all about that. Oh, maybe it's this one called New Song? I don't know what New Song is.
That was after the last Comic-Con that me and Beth did by ourselves. Find some
size of a ball gag.
Size of a ball gag.
Right?
YYB.
Fireball.
Going south.
I hope you love it.
I really love it.
Fireball.
That's not skin, genius.
I really love it.
Me too.
I pulled up.
Me too.
I mean, isn't that what you want?
As long as you do it the right way. Going south.
If that's what you would like to do.
He can load it.
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm torn.
I really love it.
Right? Fireball.
I put mine on Twitter. So I should probably stop.
Certainly inappropriate.
Oh, well.
Size of a ball gag.
YYB.
He can load it.
Oh, hell yes.
I really love it.
Me too.
Fireball.
I gotta stop that shit. Oh, I need to do a Q&A with Heidi's answers. I need to do that. Somebody remind me this week to put one of those together.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of left out here. It's very sad.
I have
all the attention. Go right ahead.
You have a movie trailer, Heidi. No one else has that.
Yeah, me and Sean.
I see.
La,
and I also have one that's called Heidi Better, but I don't remember what that
is. That's the mouth one.
That's the mouth one? What?
In Heidi's mouth. Remember?
No. No.
We just played this 2 weeks ago. Oh my God, really?
I don't remember.
It was the return of Heidi on radio. You made a song for it.
Oh, after I was sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was
Legion
of Jersey.
I forgot. See, Heidi's got all kinds of songs in here. I don't want to hear shit from her. Oh, anyway, I was looking for a good song for this next segment. Do I have anything good? What's intro music sound like? I don't know. Hold on. No, that doesn't fit. That doesn't fit. What's this sound like? There we go. This is good. This next segment is called Love Advice for Pete. Pete, man, I know you got some stuff going on. You needed to get these ladies to chime in with some advice. What do you got for them?
Okay, so I basically have figured out in 37 years of my life, I have no clue how the female mind works. So I figured I'll ask the two ladies just a couple of questions just to get their answers. Okay, so I know, like, gestures are big when it comes to, like, you know, people trying to court other people. But what are, like, some of your top three favorite gestures that a guy can do to really get your attention?
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, I know what things like.
Wait, I need to take notes. Hold on, I got to take notes. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, God.
Right.
I don't know. I like little things. Like, I'm not a big fan of somebody coming in a room with, like, a giant thing of flowers, like a teddy, like all, like, the traditional stuff you see on Valentine's Day. I would much rather get, like, little texts or, like, just, like, you're thinking of me during the day than I would a whole, like, Grendo type situation. I will say I am a big fan of, like, not gimmicky stuff, but I like holidays. I like, but I don't want big things on holidays. I like little cards. I like to keep things. So, like, a little tiny, even, like, a dollar store card with, like, a cute little
okay.
message.
Hold on. You're not answering his question. You're saying what you like. It's supposed to be, like, a generalization for, like, all women.
Well, there's no such thing. We're all different. She likes cards. I think they're a waste of money. Women aren't all the same.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. Now, let me ask you guys a question. What about poems or songs?
If you... Well, are you sending one that somebody else wrote? Or are you
writing
a poem?
No, I'm making it myself. Everything's original.
That's
copyright.
Cute.
Pete.
If it's the beginning of a relationship, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's later in the relationship, I'm thinking, what the fuck did you do that you're trying to get out of now?
What if it's trying to save a relationship,
Same
Heidi?
With roses, chocolates, all that shit for no reason whatsoever. My first thought is, what the hell did you do?
Okay, new question. If a guy is trying to save a relationship, what's a good gesture?
Sincerity. Genuineness. Just being real. Saying you messed up.
I guess it depends. Why is it dying?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Because women suck.
No.
No, because women suck, you like that.
Pete, listen. If you're going to do a song, it should be like this.
3.83. Size of a ball gag. Ball gag. Ball gag. Ball gag. Ball gag. Size of a ball gag. Ball gag, ball gag, ball gag, ball gag, ball gag. Feels kind of forced right now. I love ball gag. Ball gag.
I had a good come behind.
3.83. I love ball gag. Ball gag. I love ball gag. I like ball gag. I like ball gag. What was that again? I love ball gag. But again, what I think? I love ball gag.
Oh God, is it KY?
I love ball gag. Ball gag. Is that a threat?
So. Pete, that song will work every time for you if your girl loves ball gag. If she doesn't, it's not going to help you at all. Just being honest.
I'll make sure I lead with that the next time I contact her. Like, hey, do you like ball gag? Question mark. We'll see how that works
out.
And
then when she says yes, play that song.
Okay, I have one more question for you ladies. And this question is not just for me, it's for all guys. What is the most important thing a guy should know when trying to court a woman or gain their interest or attention or anything? Just what do you think is most important that they should know?
That's a tough one.
Well, no.
What?
I mean, listen. Listen to them when you talk to them. Ask them questions about themselves. Don't be all about you. If this is the beginning and you're just trying to get their attention, be interested. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Some guys
selfish.
Come on so much
like
that they, you know, they talk about themselves, blah, 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 but they don't want to know about you.
You hear that, boys? Don't be selfish.
Yeah.
And
show them interest.
I think that, like, if you've gone into, like, prior relationships and you're trying to turn somebody into something else and then what they are, that's a problem. Like, if somebody's genuine and that's what they are, you can't change them. Don't try to force them. Look for somebody else. Like, don't. People are
if they
who
don't,
they are.
Yeah, if they don't like ball gags, don't try to make them like them.
I really like the music to that song. I need to change the words so that way I can play it more often. But what about listening to them and stuff. What about being silly or funny or being a knucklehead?
Oh, absolutely.
Does that work?
Funny guys are the best. Yeah.
Football.
I
well, not too goofy. Not too goofy. Then you're, you know, we don't want a Gilligan.
I would definitely agree with that. I knew a guy that I knew for many years through high school and even to like a couple of years ago. I liked him a lot because he was funny, but like that's all he ever was. He had no other personality other than like not being serious. And he was 26 with no drive in life, doing nothing. So. I mean, it's great that you're funny, but if I can't have a real, like, down-to-earth conversation with you, it's not worth my time.
You sound like my ex.
Well, there you go. Now we know where the problem lies. You're too goofy. You're a Gilligan.
No, I love Goofy. I just think you need to have more than just one side to somebody. Like,
All right. Uh-huh. Quick question. What about, so let's say the guy is, he's a pretty genuinely funny guy. He's a caring guy. He's a sweet guy. He listens to you. He maybe does, you know, small little things to grab your attention or to kind of keep you enthralled or whatever, right? What if he's a bad kisser? What about that? Is that a big deal?
Is he willing to be teachable?
Wait a minute, but didn't they just say be who you are? If they try to change you, then keep it moving?
But this is just learning a skill.
I
a lot of skills
around.
That can be learned
a lot more seriously,
Christian, when it comes to relationships. That's all I'm going to say.
True, but if they're really, really bad, you know, if they come at you like a vacuum cleaner every time and you're just like, and you're like, I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. I'm sorry.
I mean, we all got things going for us that make us different.
That's pretty funny.
I would stick around for a while. I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying, to see if they're teachable.
Yeah. Like,
but if there's no hope, I mean, if they can't even kiss, how are they going to be in bed? I don't know. I think there's a correlation there.
All right. Okay. That's All right. What else you got for him, Pete? Anything else? Are they helping you? I don't even know if they're helping you.
They just made me realize how much of a jerk I really am, and I'll be working on things and, you know, see what happens. But thank you, ladies. I appreciate all the input and the honesty.
Anytime.
Well,
there's a lot of chicken gifs tonight on Twitter.
Yeah, there is.
What did you do to YYB?
I do like that YYB song. I need to do something with that music because I like it. All right. I guess we're done that part of the show. SoManyShows.com. We have a game. You guys ready for the game?
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the game. For some reason, no. You said, let's do the game. And then you said, we're going to talk to Pete about his sex life or
I
whatever.
Said before we
and
do
I'm
the
like,
game.
Oh. I'm like, oh, that's this is the game.
Before
Pete's life has become
game.
A game.
Well, I know we're talking about my love life, not my sex life, but even
say, not
both,
sex
parts,
life.
Both parts of my life,
no,
the whole show.
Pete, if there was no sex life in your love life, that might have been the problem.
Oh, man.
That wasn't an issue, believe it or not.
All right.
Well,
game time.
Maybe
I have a trivia
was a
game.
Kisser.
Maybe. Did you come at him like a vacuum?
Oh, dear Lord.
That's a soundbite.
Yeah, that's something. That's definitely something.
Me and Heidi are back.
We have someone calling in, but I don't know why. I don't
oh, my
know
God.
Why.
I hope it's not one of my coworkers.
They're probably just listening.
No, it's not.
Do you
Beth, what do you want?
Know why?
What
okay,
do you
first
want?
I want to say Heidi is the best because she knows it's a gift and not a gift.
Yay!
Oh, get over it.
I just
it.
Wanted to say, well, I mean, I know it's not Heidi's birthday, but happiest of birthdays to Heidi.
Yay!
Thank
you.
That was it?
There was reasons.
Oh, yummy. I wanted a gift.
Basically, I mean, I could ask you for love advice, but I don't think it'd go anywhere, so.
Dear God. Thank you so much for calling in and adding to the show, Bethness. You always
Thank
bring
you.
Up that wonderfulness.
Thank you for calling. I'm so glad you called.
Love you, Heidi.
Oh, love
Rude.
You.
Rude.
Glad you
could Too late. She's gone. She's gone. All right, we need to play our game. You three are playing against one another. It is a trivia game. It is super extra tough. I think there's 15 or 16 questions in it. If you think that you know the answer, your buzzer is my name. So scream it loud, scream it proud, and turn me on. All right, are you guys ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Why not?
All right. These are actually children's trivia questions. So, if you do not get them correct, that's a problem. Question number one. What is a baby cow known as?
Jay.
Ooh, Heidi, I think you're first.
Calf.
Calf is correct. What is a female deer?
Jay. Oh, Jesus. That was very loud.
That was really loud. It was so loud it became staticky. Wow. Yes, go ahead.
So.
Correct. Number three, in Aladdin, Raja is the pet tiger of whom?
Jay?
Fire sauce.
I don't know, so I'm guessing. Jasmine.
Correct.
Oh.
Name the prince in Sleeping Beauty.
Jay?
Ariel.
Prince Charming?
Jay?
Heidi.
Is it Prince Eric?
No, it's Little Mermaid. Oh.
I don't know. I have boys.
I assume you don't want to try, Pete?
No.
Name the prince of Bel-Air.
Jay.
Oh, shit. I don't even know who was first there.
I didn't say Jay, so I'm out.
I think it's Ariel.
I would stop saying it to let one of them go because I can't think of what the last name is. Is it? Oh. Whatever. Let them go.
All right, Heidi.
Oh, well, it's Will Smith. Do I have to know the character name? Will?
Yes. No, that's it. That's it. That's it. What is the national sport of Canada?
Oh, Jay.
Jay.
Pete.
Curling.
Jay.
Ariel.
Hockey.
Correct. Name a sport where the term love is used.
Jay.
Jay. Oh,
Heidi.
Tennis.
Correct.
I was going to say sex.
What? Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm getting a million text messages. Who wrote Hamlet?
Jay.
Oh.
Ariel.
Shakespeare.
Jay.
Why are you saying my name? I didn't say another question yet.
Because I didn't think she got the full answer.
William?
Who is Bill Shakespeare?
Billy Shakespeare.
How many days in a leap year?
Jay.
Ariel.
366.
That's so not true.
Yes, it is.
No, you just
what
like her
two
better.
Elements make up water?
Jay.
Oh, shit. That was definitely at the same time. Holy crap. Shit.
I will be nice. Heidi can have it.
Okay, go ahead, Heidi.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Correct. Putting that down for Heidi. Next one. What is Jay's middle name?
Jay.
Fire sauce.
Wait, am I going to be murdered for this?
I don't think that's his middle name. I'm pretty damn sure it's not.
Ryan. Ryan.
Ryan is correct. It's a good name. What year did World War II begin?
Wow. Okay.
And they're all quiet. Fire sauce.
1939.
Wow. Dang. Maybe master student.
I told you I knew history.
Wow. What's the name of the first Greek god of love?
Jay? Oh.
Heidi. I mean, it should be Jay, but no.
No, Cupid, that's probably wrong.
Jay.
Are you going to try?
I said Cupid.
Oh, no. Pete.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Aries.
You would be wrong as well. Fire sauce, do you want to try this?
I have no clue. Poseidon? Whatever his name is?
Poseidon?
Aphrodite.
Poseidon.
Aphrodite.
Really? Is
Aphrodite.
It that?
Yeah, it is. Now that you say it, I remember.
All right. Two left. This time you guys get to bid on them. Because both, I think, are extremely
well, we bid
difficult.
After we yell your name.
Yeah, I'll bet 0 points that I have.
This is kind of like Jeopardy. You can bet whatever the hell you want. So, Heidi,
also,
how many would you? How many?
Without answering a question.
How many points did you want to bid, Heidi?
But do I get to at least know the topic?
No.
In Jeopardy, you at least know the topic.
Yeah, kids trivia. Kids trivia is the topic.
No, I mean, like, so how many points do I have and how many does she have?
I don't know. Heidi, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I know how many you bid.
You have 4. Fire Sauce has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Damn.
Hey.
All right, I'll bid all 4 of mine. What the hell?
That's it? Just 4? Okay, Fire Sauce, what are you bidding?
Because she's going to bid, she's going to win anyway. So it's only if she loses. Do we lose our points? Wait, do we lose our points if we get it wrong?
Yes. Now.
Yeah, then
no.
I'm going, what? No? Oh, then I'm build. Then I'm doing 4 Google.
No, you do lose your points. I said
oh,
yes.
Then, 4.
Jesus Christ, make up your damn mind. Fire Sauce, how many are you bidding?
3.
Pete, how many would you like to bid?
As many J points beats both of them.
Well, no, you had to give me a number, man. You got to give me a number.
That would be like 8.
One gazillion.
One gazillion. All right, now I'm going to ask the question. So the only person that gets a chance to answer it to actually win the points and not lose them is the first one to chime in. How many keys on a piano?
Jay.
Heidi.
88.
Correct. Mm. So Heidi now has 8. Fire Sauce, what'd she bid? 3. So now she's down to 4. And
I didn't answer.
Down.
I lose points.
Yeah,
didn't
but
answer?
You didn't chime in, so you automatically lose. So. So Pete's down like negative a gazillion or whatever the hell he is a bit.
So she's right. Down to 4 and I have 8. Okay.
Correct. All right, final question. You get to bid again. Heidi, how much would you like to bid?
She has 4 and I have 8. I don't want
yes. We just so people already discussed that. Yeah.
3.
Did you carry the 1?
No, I carried a 2. And it's
okay.
3 is my answer.
Okay. 3 is your answer. All right. Fire Sauce, how much would you like to bid?
At this point, it doesn't matter, so I'm going to say 6.
6. All right. Pete, how much would you like to bid?
1 gazillion and 12.
Oh, wow. That could be the winner. All right. So, again, whoever chimes in gets it correct first. This is the winner. Everybody else loses. What? This is actually TV and movie related, so it fits in with the show. What was the name of the villain in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Jay.
Pete.
Shredder.
Correct, Pete, with the win on
what
the final question.
Wow.
Wow. Just like that.
Pete. Yay,
just like
Pete.
That, he takes it down.
I don't mind being beat by Pete.
I wouldn't have known the answer.
I like it when Pete beats me.
That sounds really wrong.
But it's
not the first time.
So right.
Not the first time she said that, yeah. All right.
Well,
look at that. Look at that. We have exactly 83 seconds left. Our last question was about anthology series. Do we like them? What do you think it has to do with viewership? All that good stuff. So any thoughts on TV anthology series? Quick, because there's only a minute left.
I love them. I mean,
that was a very
I grew up
basic
on them.
Answer.
Are You Afraid of the Dark, Goosebumps, Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt? I mean, they're all Halloween based,
yeah,
but
they're always creepy.
I
you
love
don't,
them.
Like
okay.
Get in many anthology shows that are not a creepy.
Big fan.
Okay.
Big fan of them.
Right.
I still watch
them.
Twilight Zone. I still watch it at night. Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Last
I
want to
watch Lore. I haven't watched that yet.
I don't even know what that is.
It's about Lore.
Last question. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Don't anybody answer. That's cool.
I said sure.
That's fine. Yeah, you're the only one. Where the hell is the rest of everybody else?
I was waiting for the question and
I thought it was a rhetorical thing where it was just.
No,
for
I thought
question.
You were just going to then ask the
no,
question.
I'm trying to be polite. I'm trying to be polite by.
I, no, I'm not ready for the question. There you go. What would you say
that's
then?
Too bad. All right. Final question of the night. What color underwear are you wearing?
Let me do that, and I always have to check.
Yellow.
Blue stripes.
Black. Yellow
blue.
And black.
Blue.
Oh, Heidi and Pete are twins. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you guys plan that for the show, or?
Mm-hmm.
We plan everything.
Are yours pink? Because we're still waiting for that damn
I
video.
Know.
Tie-dye? Is that, people have tie-dye underwear?
I want a tie-dye.
I want to see that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Maddie wanted to sing to me. She said, nobody sang to me. Well, Jason.
Yeah, let's do that.
What? What?
That.
We have to sing to her?
Yeah,
Fireball.
Yeah. Sing to me.
Fireball.
Fireball.
I played like 96 songs tonight. Now we got to sing?
Yeah. We
always
sing.
I want to feel special. It's almost my birthday. 2 more hours.
All right.
I vote yes. I vote yes.
All right. Beth in the car is going to sing with you then, too, because. Just because.
Jesus spoils for
Beth's not right. Driving in the car anymore.
Oh, well, even better. All right, go ahead and start singing, everyone. Go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I'm so touched.
Cha-cha-cha.
Maybe, Jay, next year, just play the audio of Colin Cunningham singing to me.
All right, how about this? Oh, Heidi.
Happy birthday, motherfucker. What?
Heidi! Once upon a time, there was a woman named Heidi. She's an old! Heidi.
Why the hell are you so old?
Heidi, you know I love you, girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Heidi. Heidi.
I'm so touched.
Oh.
Twice.
Why do we do
twice
this
in
show?
One night.
I don't even know why we do this show. I really don't. And I don't know if you noticed it, but you had a caller call in the middle of singing you happy birthday to add into that. Did you even notice?
There were so many beautiful voices. I don't know.
This year I can actually sing because last year I just had surgery and I could barely even talk. So.
Well, thank you, Maddie, for calling in and singing to me. Made
yeah,
super
you're beautiful,
special.
Heidi, and happy
thank
birthday,
you.
And I love
thank
you.
Thank you. Oh, I love you too.
Dear God, I'm about to puke.
Fireball.
Fucking shit. I quit. Why do we do this show? I don't even know.
Fireball.
You're a great idea.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
Shout out to the paraeducators that work with Heidi. What up? Are they ladies, guys? I don't even know. Are you working with guys? Both?
Wait, Heidi, did you get a donut for your birthday today from Colin? He's the one that works at Dunkin'.
Yeah, no, he didn't bring me a donut. He's not even going with me on my birthday
God.
Tomorrow. He bailed
that's
on me to
rude.
Go to
wow.
his friend Katrina with her because it's her birthday.
Teenagers.
Wow. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
And
teenagers.
They're going the same place I'm going.
Fireball.
Okay.
Cool to hang out with Mom.
Fireball.
I know. He's going to hide from me. I said, if I see you, you have to say hi to me. He's like, yeah, no.
Oh, I would just crash his ass down and embarrass the hell out of him.
Yeah, that's what he's afraid of.
All right, some of us have soccer early in the morning, and we have to wrap up this show.
Some of us have to go to Salem
baby.
Early in the morning and see the witches.
I'm also going
fun.
To Google tie-dye underwear to see where I can get some. All right,
no,
somebodyshows.com.
You need some pink ones, too, buddy.
Yeah. God bless America.
I'm just going to fucking bring a pair with me next week.
You should.
Yes, do that.
We'll be kicked out, though.
Why? Because of underwear?
If you start walking around in some underwear, we might be.
You know,
actually,
this sound
make
clip
a bigger
is only.
Than...
This sound clip's only 3 minutes long, and we're already 2 minutes and 33 seconds in. You realize that, right?
Fireball.
Wait, you need to soundbite that. That's hilarious. That's a soundbite. Fireball.
God. I can't deal with you people. Hold on. See, now I have to stop the music. We have to pause for a minute to make it look like we meant to. And then we'll play it again, and we can wrap up the show. Jesus Christ, Mary Joseph, this one.
Like, this is the first time you've ever had to do anything like this.
Right. All right. SomeBodyShows.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Pete, thanks for joining in tonight, dude. It's only been like 75 years.
Thank you for coming on for my birthday. My own birthday.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time, guys.
I have you anytime, Pete.
Hey, no, Heidi.
What?
The girlfriend might be listening to this show because we were talking about love advice. You can't be saying that stuff because then he's going to be in even bigger trouble.
Oh. Pete's girlfriend.
But
I don't really want him.
Wait.
Doesn't Pete like the basement though?
No, listen. So many shows does not condone the statements made by some of its co-hosts, and none of them mean anything to Pete because Pete really likes that girl, whatever her name is, and would never do anything in the world against her or with Heidi. So that's our disclaimer for the night. All right.
I love that girl.
I like how you just assume that she's listening.
I love her.
She might not be listening live, but she could be listening tomorrow to the replay. We're not taking any chances here.
And if she is, she should know I love her.
And it's just radio show bad. You don't really want Pete to beat me.
That's a lie.
Oh, God. That's about himself, Henry.
I love that this is Heidi sober all the time, and this is what happens.
This is the longest outro ever. I don't think we've ever had one.
You're
this long
welcome.
Right? Oh. You're
all right,
welcome,
again,
Jay. We love you.
SomeBodyShows.com. Thanks for listening. We will be back next Friday for Fireball. Oh, wait. Well, what are we doing next Friday? Shit. I don't even know what we're doing next Friday. Maybe live from Rhode Island. I'm not even sure. Maybe
up
live
Heidi.
From Heidi's house. Dude, let's
I'm
go to Heidi because she's not coming to us.
There you go. Fireball.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to vacuum the rug.
Oh, shoot, I might have to do that.
Vacuum the rug. Jay's coming. I have to vacuum the rug.
Can we please end this show?
You're the one
talking.
Exactly. You're in charge, buddy.
God damn. All right. One more time. SomeBodyShows.com. Thanks for listening. Back next week for Fireball Friday. Maybe live in location at Heidi's house. And if it is, I'm doing it from the kitchen. All right, we're out of here. Everyone say goodbye.
Whoa. Goodbye.
Bye.